God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People like what I call no-fault religion. No matter what happens or doesn't happen, it's not my fault. God, just in His sovereignty and His great mysteriousness, didn't see fit to do it, and nobody knows why, and you just never know. That means there's no responsibility on me, none. Whether anything happens or it doesn't happen, it's not up to me. It's not up to me. That's a lie. I said, that's a lie. If you've been with us, we've been looking in these individual cases. How many times did the Lord ever look at people and say, well, it's according to God's will?
None.
How many?
None.
Do you know of one?
No.
Not one time. Not one. How many times did He look at people and say, according to your faith? According to how you, as you've believed?
Many.
Huh? Over and over and over. So then we ought not be putting the emphasis on God's will. We ought to stay with the Bible, put the emphasis on our faith and get to feeding our faith.
Yeah.
So I said, well, that's my problem. I just don't have faith. Well, just sit and be quiet and listen.
Amen.
And come back again.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And keep feeding your faith and read your chapter every day like we told you to.
Hallelujah.
Right? And go get you some good books and tapes on healing. Not somebody explaining it away.
That's right.
Yeah.
Somebody that believes in it.
Amen.
Somebody that sees it.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Hallelujah.
And if you feed your faith, you'll come out of that place.
That's right.
Yeah.
You'll get to the place where it seems easy to you.
Yeah.
And you'll expect it and you'll have it.
Amen.
He said He put His hands again on his eyes and He made him look up and he was restored and he saw every man clearly and He sent him away to his house. And He said, neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. Now let's back up to the first verse, and let's look at this. It said, verse 22, they brought a blind man to Him. How many believe he was really blind? Now, not some mistaken diagnosis. He was really blind. You know, people get hung up on the natural side of things and said, yeah, but you know, Brother Keith, I know all that prayer and faith and healing business, that's all fine and good. But you understand they have found this. And the damage is done to the nerves. And the organ is dead. It's not working anymore. Well, something was wrong with him for him to be blind. You could have put it under, you could have run tests on him and you would have come back with the conclusion that the optic nerve has been severed or this has been damaged or that's been damaged. There would have been a diagnosis. I mean, you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they'd have said, well, we're sorry. Nothing can be done. You're just blind and that's the way it's going to be. But supernaturally, something happened in his head, in his eyes, huh? Pupil, iris, retina, optic nerve, whatever it was. How many believe God can touch you?
Yes. Amen.
Quicker than you even know what's going on.
Amen.
And something be changed physically, materially.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people don't believe that. They think, well, that's, I'm a man of science. And if I can't see it, then I can't believe it. Well, There's no faith involved in that at all. Seeing is not believing.
That's right.
Even when you saw it, you wouldn't be believing it.
That's
you'd be seeing it.
That's right.
Mr. Willa, if I could see it, I'd believe it. It'd be too late to believe it.
That's right.
Seeing's not believing. Seeing's seeing.
Right.
You believe it when you don't see it.
That's right.
You don't have any reason to consider it done, but you just by faith. You believe what he said. How many believe in heaven? You believe heaven is real? You believe it's just as real as Branson, only a lot nicer. You believe that the Lord is there a preparing a place for you and I. You ever been there? You ever seen it?
No.
But you believe it. That's faith. Right? That's faith. You hadn't seen it, hadn't been there, but you believe it. Somebody said, oh, there ain't no such thing as heaven. Oh, yeah, there is. How do you know it? He told me so. He told me. He even went so far as saying this. He said, if it wasn't so, I would have told you. Right? And he didn't tell me it wasn't so. He told me he was going over there ahead of me. Getting my pad ready. My estate. It's going to be nice. Yours too. Right? Woo! Oh, it's there. It's there. It's real. But I hadn't seen it. I believe it. Everybody say, I believe it. Well, now see, you can take that same faith and believe you're healed with it. Can't you? Yeah, but I don't see healing. You ain't seen heaven either. Well, I still feel sick. Yeah, and you still feel like you ain't in heaven. Huh? You can take that same faith. And just like you believe in heaven, you believe heaven is real, you can believe you're healed with that same faith. Amen. And if you say, well, I'm just not sure if it's God's will for me to be here. That's just like saying, I'm just not sure if it's God's will for me to go to heaven or not. I'm just not sure if I do believe in heaven or not. Same thing. Just in a different area. You can take that same faith and believe for your bills to be paid off.
Amen.
I lost a few people on that one.
Amen. That's right.
Just like you believe. Heaven, somebody else said, well, I'm not interested in all that financial stuff. That's not important. Yeah, you just spend most of your waking hours trying to make some. People spend the youth of their life trying to make some. It's not, money's not important. They just spend most of their waking hours trying to get some. No, money is important. It represents your life. It represents what you do with it, represents your priorities. Oh, yeah, it's a big deal. There's a myriad of scriptures on the subject. What was I talking about before I got into all that? Man was blind. Right? If we'd have sent him to the doctor and run tests on him, they'd have said there was this and that wrong with him. Now, what I'm saying is don't overemphasize the natural. Yeah, but they told me this is so and so and that can't be fixed. Said who? They're telling you they can't fix it. And I love the medical profession. I thank God for the medical profession. A lot of us wouldn't even be here tonight if it wasn't for the medical profession. But they overstepped their bounds. A lot of them. Did you hear me? They ought not tell people you can't be healed. They ought to tell them I can't fix it. Did you hear me? And they certainly ought not tell people, you have to accept this. They're out of their area. Did you hear me? They're out of their field. They have no expertise in this area. Especially, I'm telling you, if they're non-believers. Now, we have doctors who are also strong believers. Amen. And work on the natural man and have faith for the spiritual man just the same. Thank God for these. That's what Brother Oral Roberts had in mind. When he built the city of faith. He did. And you know, we were there in town when some of it first opened up and began to operate. And we were operating in the healing school over at the Rhema ministry. And it was wonderful. I mean, nurses at the station praying in tongues.
Come on.
Doctors and nurses come into your room, sit down and pray with you. Pray in the spirit.
Yes.
Well, that's the ultimate of the natural side of it. Right? And using the natural and the supernatural. But people need to understand their limitations are not God's limitations.
That's right.
And you say, I don't know what to do. Okay, but that doesn't mean nothing can be done. And to say it can't be fixed, well, it can be fixed. All things are possible to God.
Amen.
And all things are possible to him or her that believes.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
There was something wrong with this man's eyes.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Now, there are reasons in the scripture I'll talk about. I believe he must have been able to see previously. For one thing, the end of the text there says his sight was restored.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? You can't restore something that hadn't been there. Not only that, if he'd never seen anything, how would he know what a tree looked like? And men walking in his tree. What does that mean? I mean, these things lead me to believe that the man could see at some point in his life. And something happened and now he's blind. Disease, accident, we don't know. But something caused him to be blind after he could see, I think. And whatever it was could have been diagnosed by today's standards. But, you know, there comes a point in time when you need to quit talking about the diagnosis and quit talking about the natural. And sometimes you nor the physician can even find out what it is. I've seen people search for years and not be able to find out and think they can't be healed unless they know what it is. No, just believe you receive.
Amen.
You don't have to know all the names for it. Just believe you receive your healing. Amen. I've had this happen more than one time, and I had a man some years ago. He argued with me about it. He said, well, I know I've got cancer. I said, how do you know it? He said, I just know it. He'd been to like five doctors and spent all kind of money, and every test came back clear and clean. He said, yeah, but I know I got it. I said, no, you don't know you got it. You believe you've got it. He's got no evidence that he has it. Right? He's believing that he has it. And I warned him. I said, if you don't quit looking for it, you'll find it. Seek and you'll find. You don't need to be seeking that. You need to be expecting healing. Well, he didn't listen to me. He ignored me. Went right on doing it. And eventually, I think it was a year or two later, but they found some. And he thought, you know, well, look over there. I showed you. I told you. Not knowing, he's the one opened both doors and invited it in. But a woman not too long ago, same thing. I told her the same thing. I said, you know, if you don't quit looking for it, this certain thing, I said, you'll find it. She said, well, I'm through looking for it. She said, I'm healed. I said, yes, you are. You're healed. She'd already told me how God had heard her prayer, and through a certain kind of ministry, she was 80% better. I mean, the symptoms had already, and she's talking about, well, we got to find it. I said, no, we don't. No, we don't. We're healed. We believe we're healed. But we're just going to believe that, you know, believe you've received. Don't wait till you see everything and feel everything. Well, and the symptoms begin to fade away and fall away. She's doing good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Blind Man of Bethsaida, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R829. That's R829. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.